Sherman Hayden, Bubba Bosser, continued. Chesdine, Ottery, Tough, Sherman Hayden, March 4th, 1980, on Tuesday, continued.
So it comes within the sentence as a possible, but the schus does not emanate from the posik of the Nivos Tivirshu. And what does the Nivos Tivirshu imply? Just a Nisa, a lot. It's a very serious idea. But it's a very serious idea. So, oh, Maske Iver Badomer, so, but it doesn't imply schus. There is this schus inherent in a person to restrain another person from perpetrating a mirshu, because it's not less a mirshu, a trap is not less than a nuisance on one's premises. So if a person has his schus to restrain another person, that he should not allow any mirshu to emanate from his premises, even though he didn't do it himself. That a person has his schus to restrain another person from perpetrating a trap, but the schus does not emanate from the possible of evil's inertia. It emanates from others. So the Ramah mentions his soul, or Machokas himself. So what kind of isurim does he mention of evil's inertia? So certainly these psukim do not imply an invested right to respect. So, but is there a schus besides? So, of course, according to the Ramah, it is certainly also the right to maintain a nuisance on one's premises because of the law of the right. I mean, that should apply to an Akum also. Law of the Akum does not apply to an Akum, but the legal situation applies to an Akum just as it applies to a Yisroel. But that only implies a nisa. It does not imply a schus. So, where is the schus mentioned? Now, from the notion of Rabbi Hananel in Sanhedrin, it's mashma that Mishpatim Tzedek Mishim Noch Megiri implies a schus also. It implies a schus also. Nah, it implies a schus also. But the posik of the Nivos Tivirshu does not imply the schus. Now the truth is all. So which posik could imply the schus? Which posik could imply the schus? The posik of Mishvatim Tzemet Benishu Benochim Benegir. That could imply the schus. But not the posik of the Nivos Tivirshu that implies only an Isaac, not the schus. The Rosh in the truth is all. Klau Kufres. Klau Kufres. Simen Yud. The Rosh in Chubes, Klau Kufres, Simen Yud. So the Rosh says that the Shusi of Achokas Nizokin, and he mentions all the Achokas Nizokin is with the Raisen. And he says it's implicit, I mean, it's strange, I mean. We couldn't say it by ourselves, but the horse says it. The horse certainly has the right to say it. So he says that it's midraise, and all the schusi of achokis nizokim are implicit in the posik of trocheo da kineam bechomis in the social. So in other words, now, in lobby rashi lechamizobo, in lobby rashi lechamizobo, but since in lobby rashi lechamizobo, so that means that that everything that Inoki says, so it is either it is implicit, either it's implicit in a certain drosha in the Torah, in a certain passage in the Torah, or it's a lot of mishnah. Because the Novi could not be the Chadish and new Alochis. So as far as the chiyuv of being created Dati Shalom, so from the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Melachim in Smashma, that all the chiyuvim of Dati Shalom are implicit in the mitzvah of Balach and Roch. Let's say, the Pharisee Maniakim and Israel in Dati Shalom. The Mishnah in Amzok mentions several things that come within the obligation of Dati Shalom. Why? Because there is a possible for hell that can hear from the Zel Shalom. Now, so the Rambam implies at the end of the Tanoch that since the Nisibis HaTorah, for hell that can hear from the Zel Shalom, since the Daki HaTorah and Daki Hashem, the Zayin Ha'ach, because so the Melech, since the Posik says, for hell that can hear from the Zel Shalom, the Daki Shalom, that's the Nisibis HaTorah, so that means it's Daki HaKodim Boch. So mainly the obligation of being created Daki Shalom so comes within the pasuk of Achdut Bracha. So the Shemit Shalachim is Boko in Shalom, the Nesivis HaTorah in Shalom. So mainly that's Daki Hashem. That's in regard to the obligation, the chiyuv of Daki Shalom. So that comes within the pasuk of Achdut Bracha. But as far as here the Rosh mentions that because of that, there are certain schus in the rise. So where are the schus mentioned? Either it's a Rochel or Mishim Sinat. The Rosh says that it's implicit in Rochel that can even call himself Shalom. Because if a person wouldn't have a schus to restrain a neighbor from taking a nuisance, so there couldn't be peaceful relations between one and another. So in other words, so it is implicit in Rochel that can even call himself Shalom. So, but either it's a Rosh Mishim Sinai, or that it comes within the droshe, Ushvat Tem Tzadik B'Nishim Yilochem B'Geirem. So in other words, you should meet out justice, righteousness, between one neighbor and another. That's what it means, B'Nishim Yilochem B'Geirem. So the question is, what is there? So Achokas Nizokin is Sedek. How do we know that Achokas Nizokin is Sedek? Because of the posik of the Rochel and Darkinei Yavichon is himself showing. And seeing the Novi Hashem Bechadish Doro. So the Novi couldn't be Bechadish any new concepts of Sedek. So when the Novi talks of certain concepts of Sedek, of certain rights of people, so it must be either Achokas Nizokin Sinai or it's implicit in one of the Pesukim of the Torah. So it could be that the Rosh will agree with Rabbi Chanan that it comes within the posik of Rishvat and Tzadik B'Nishim Rochel B'Geirem. But the Mokeh, that this comes within the concepts of Tzedek, is the posik in the healing of Rochel Darkei Yavichon Zeh Shalom. But it's in the Reis. It's in the right anyway. So the mokeya for Sosi of Shreinim, of Achokas Nizokim of Shreinim is the posik of Ushvat and Tzelik Benishim Yilochim Yere. But according to the Ramah, could also say that the Schus of Achokas Nizokim is implicit in the posik of Ushvat and Tzelik Benishim Yilochim Yere. How do we know that this comes within Tzelik? So the answer is, since there is a miser of the Nisit Mirshol, so the Mele, if it comes within the miser of Mirshol, if Achokas Mizok comes within the miser of the Mirshol, so the Mele it comes within Tzedek. But the posik of Ushvat and Tzedek Mishim Roch Megeri does not imply a miser that is incumbent upon the law. It's, after all, when the Torah says Ushvat and Tzadik B'Nishim Rochel B'Geirem, the Torah addresses itself to whom? To Bezdin. Who should meet out justice? B'Nishim Rochel B'Geirem. Who should what? Who should dispense justice to it between one neighbor and another? Who has to do it? Bezdin has to do it. So in other words, So this posik is expressive of certain schusim, of certain schusim. So how do we know that these schusim come within the concept of tzedek? Because it comes within the iser of the divos mikshul. So the melee, it comes within the concept of tzedek. If it comes within the concept of tzedek, so melee, this posik implies a vested right that the shohan has to be secure against the maintenance of a nuisance. What is considered a nuisance? So the Mishnayos and the Brises and the Gemores in Reachter point out what is considered a nuisance, what is not considered a nuisance, so that tilling shalom has. But they all come within the posik of Mishvatem Tzedek Mishim Loch Negele. How do we know that this comes within the scope of Tzedek? So the Rama says, since it is Oseh, since it comes within the Yisrael law of the Vivo, is it Mikshul? So Mele, it's Mistaber that it is included in the concept of Tzedek. And this Posik is directed towards the Bezin, that they should meet out justice in between Ish V'Yochid and Geirei, between one person and the neighbor. So the Mele, that posik implies his chus. Implies his chus. Now, if there is his chus, so Mele Bezin has to apply that chus. Has to apply that chus. So the Rosh could very well agree with the Shite of the Rosh could very well agree with the Shite of the Rach, that the Shvatim Tzedek B'Mishim B'Nochel B'Negele Yafim B'Tam B'Kerayim Tzedek B'Rosh B'Nimore. So it is referenced to Achokes Nizot. But the Rosh Shite is that the basic thing that the Rosh could say that first of all the Rosh could agree with the Ramah. But it's not Mistaber that the Rosh agrees with the Ramah, because if the Rosh had agreed with the Ramah, that it comes within the posik of the Divos Nirchshu, we should mention it. True, the Chibis Rosh is primarily interested in pointing out the Mokia for the Schus, not just the Isya. But if he had agreed with the Ramah that the Isya comes within the law of the Divos Nirchshu, so when the Rosh in Klaal Press discusses the Schus, he should mention that it comes with the Nisa. The fact that the Rosh doesn't mention that it comes within the Nisa and Nisa tends to indicate that he doesn't agree with Rama. Why should the Nisa come within the Nisa and Nisa? So the answer is because the Rama mentions here a very big chiddush. Very big chiddush. Because without Rama, so one could say with good logic, that the Divos Mikshul has reference only to a trap that the person perpetrates against the other person. What does a trap mean? A trap. Mikshul means, the literal meaning of a Mikshul is a trap. That means when the other person is caught by surprise, when he doesn't know. He doesn't know, he's not aware of it. That's the literal Mikshul. Let's say a blind person walks and then you put his stone. He doesn't see it. But suppose you take a stone and you throw it at the person, blind or not blind. Maybe it doesn't come within the Divos Mikshul. Because then you're not setting a trap. Trap means when you set it in such a way, you manipulate that the injured party should expose himself to that injury. Should subject himself to that injury. Let's say if you see a blind person walking, and then he has not reached this point, and you know that in another 5 minutes he'll pass by here, so you put his stone. So in other words, so you manipulate it that the injury will be perpetrated by the blind person himself. He'll just step. So that's called the trap. But when you maintain, let's say a bakery on the ground floor, and on the upper story, on the upper floor, there is a storehouse of food or vegetables. So can you call it a trap? The person knows. So we see, so we have a very big chiddush here in the Rama. That the Rama holds that the essential thing in Rilus Mirshul is not the fact that the person will not know of it, of the injury. The essential point in Rilus Mirshul is the fact that it's done against his will. So just as when you put a stone in the path of a blind person, so the person doesn't give his agreement, so it's considered a mirshul. So any case where you cause damage to another person without his consent, against his will, so it's considered a mirshul. But that's a big chiddush. I think that the fact that the Rosh, in discussing the Chok HaKadosh, he does not mention it even as a mirshul as an isya, indicates that according to the Rosh is chilka b'Rama, that there is no mifnei lo isik mirshul. But the Rosh could agree. That since the pasuk of Tochel Da'akniyam comes in Sel Shomer implies that anything that is conducive to strife, that is inconsistent with peaceful relations, comes within the concept of tzedek. So Mele Achokas Mizokim, as the Rach says, comes as a result of the posik of Tochel Da'akneyam from Zeo Sholem. Without the posik of Tochel Da'akneyam Zeo Sholem, we wouldn't know that Da'akneyam Sholem comes within tzedek. We wouldn't know. But since the posik tells us that, and the Nobi Rashi Chamish Dovo, so that means that Da'akneyam Sholem comes within the tzedek. So this chus is implicit in the posik of Shvatim Tzadik and Mishul Doch Megerei. So it could be that the posik of Shvatim Tzadik and Mishul Doch Megerei implies two things. First of all, it's chus, and then Anisa. Who says that the Shvatim Tzadik the Nishim Yoch Megillah is directed only towards Bezdin, that Bezdin has to render a judgment of Tzedek in any litigation. Maybe the posik of Shvatim Tzedek, the Nishim Yoch Megillah is directed to every Yochid, in other words, that he has to deport mitalu justice towards the neighbor. So the Mele, maybe the posik of Shvatim Tzedek, the Nishim Yoch Megillah implies two things. First of all, it's schools, and then Nisaret. Now the question is, are they two separate things? One has nothing to do with the other, or what is the result of the other? So apparently, that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. There's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh as to whether Sofik HaChokes Mizokim is the Chumre, or Sofik HaChokes Mizokim is the Kur. The Rambam shitting is, as the Kor points out, in Simon Kufnun Hei. So, the Rambam Shittin is that Sofik HaChokes Mizokim is the Chumre, because Sveik the Reiser. Now, the Rach says that the Boker for HaChokes Mizokim is the Posiko, which might have said the Nishim Lachim Gere. So apparently, according to the Rambam, the Yisarese, which might have said the Nishim Lachim Gere, is not based upon the source. It's two separate things that the Posik implies. First of all, Ushvatim Tzedek, so the Posik directs itself, to Bezdin. So, in that sense, that Bezdin is mechuyev to meet our justice, to dispense justice in the matter of Hachokes Mizok, between one neighbor and another, so it implies his chus, a vested right that the neighbor has, and then the posik to direct itself to every yochid also, that every yochid has to meet out justice to his neighbor in his neighborly relations. So, in the sense that the posik directs itself, is directed to every Jew as a yochid, so it implies an isya. So it's two separate things, and one is not contingent upon the other. It's two separate things. It implies an ICRSA. In other words, not to maintain in a sectary neighbor. And it also implies in Blessed Light is chus that the Shalom has, to be secure against any nuisance or trespass on the premises. So it's two separate things. So that's why the Rambam says that's really nice to hold that. Because the Yisarese of the Shvat Tzedek is not based upon the schus, the vested right of being secure against a trespass and a nuisance on his premises. Whereas the Shita of the Roshi is not that. That true, that the possibility of the Shvat Tzedek should be not a human here implies two things, but primarily it implies a schus. Mimele, since Shimon has a schus to be secure against the trespass and the nuisance on the premises, so that gives rise to the Yisar of the Shvat Tzedek not here. So, since in regard to schus per se, so there is a loch of Amitz and Chavir of Raya. So Mimele, there is no din of the Chum. This is what the Gor says. Vitzadik is a din. Vakachot chen. Benishu benoi. After the invites to Aliyah, so Hadayim, he emphasizes the fact that the Dayim has to render a judgment in accordance with the principles of Achokas Mezot mentioned in the Mishnayos Ayah. So Hadayim is Boki Bimishpe, Hapsodes Aliyah Labayis, Kamu Kinishiyoki, Kamu Yishu Balaliyah Mitach, Vikach Tzor Chui is Boki, Kamu Achokas Atanon Nakeisas, Oy Minazim Shetachas, Hatano, Vihamo Hakokes Akiro, Vamalzi Bikiro, Eulazis, Vamalzi Bikiro, Eulazis, Mahalitzi Minao, Vilie Kalbin. So, in other words, he mentions that the posik of Shvatim Tzedek implies an obligation that is incumbent upon the diet to pass the Hakokes Mizokin and the Malzi Bikiro, that's the Yohid, the Shoch. So he has to embrace his mechanism in Nairo, who you call me the Mazikiro. So that word, so the Rabbi Hananel spells it out that there are two alochas implicit in the posik. One is Ischus, and the Ischus is implicit in the mitzvah that is directed to the Dayan. Why does the Dayan have to pass Ischusim? And one is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the Malzi Bikiro. That's the Yoch. In other words, not the mutatious. So Rabbi Hananel points it out that there are two alochas. First of all, Ischus is implicit in that posik of Shvat Tzedek, and then Elisa. And the Chiyu, incumbent upon the Yoch, to restrain himself in causing a detriment, a nuisance to the name. So, umachikim es agefes. Oh, so the Gro, that's something. So the Gro says, the Gro is, the Magnishne says, that the reason is why the Rambam says that he has to be both, because the Rambam holds like the Rishayim, that in view of the fact that the Gemara said to Shike, veyotnan nat oitnan. So, based on the Sasitnan, so that means that Gemara was patient about it, but Gemara Derech Tchmir said, you don't tell me Rayon Chachs. But the Gemara assumed that it was Nifsh, the Gemara was patient about it. And whereas the Rosh holds is about Nifshne, the Gros says no. The Rambam agrees with the Rosh that here the Gita Bai was not Nifsh. It is about Nifsh. But the Rambam Mishitosi and the Rosh Mishitosi. Say, according to the Rambam part, Shiti is that a Sofik in Achokas Tizokin, so is the Chumdeh. So that's why you pass this here the Chumdeh. And the Rosh Mishitosi, a Sofik in Achokas Tizokin is Mikule. So you pass this Mikule. This is how you play. All right. So the halacha is that we are malchik, gefes is the refuse of olives. So that is a source of heat. The refuse of olives, of pressed olives, is a source of heat. So vesazera, the dung, which is used as a fertilizer, but while it fulfills a useful function, but at the same time, zebel also is a source of heat. So mele, it is detrimental, it is harmful to the foundations of the keser. So machikin is agifes, v'sazebel, v'sanelech, and melech, of course, is a source of heat. V'sanelech, v'sasid, plus the lime, besasloim, and wax, because it's chaveh shloisha tvochim. So they sought the seed, only sought the seed that put the soil here. In the first sought the seed, so it's a bayim with the mob. The second sought the seed, so that put the soil is in the mob. So here now text in the Mishnah it's mentioned also the seed. So but then Maseiros HaShas says Nuscha Acheres Veis of the seed. We'll see that in the Gemara. Whether if it is, in other words, there are three different shittas. One shitta is that here it is definitely also of the seed, and another shitta is that here it is definitely both, and another shita is that the same abaya that the Gemara raises in connection with the first piece of the seed, in connection with the Achim of the Beis of Chavere, applies to the seed from the Mishnah. Alright, but I don't see in the Gemara. Alright. But there are two persons in the Mishnah. One is Beis of the seed, and the other is the way it's mentioned here in our text, also. Machikim es hazroinim es hamachrisho es piravayim hakeitzel shloishot vochim. So yet we machik the zroinim from the keitzel or a machrisho the plow for or meravayim hakeitzel shloishot vochim, because that's harmful to the case. Umachikim es rechayim shloisho min hashechev shinabo min orechev. So that's the old mills. So it consisted of stones. So you had the upper stones, and you had the lower stones. So machikin is rechayim. So the revolving of the mill is detrimental. Is detrimental to a keser, the revolving of the mill. So you have to be malchik a mill, the millstones. So you have to be malchik from the keser. So you have to be malchik three tvochim from the upper stone of the millstone of the mill, and four tvochim from the lower stones of the mill. Because the upper stones were relatively narrow, whereas the lower stones in the mill were relatively wide. So at the contrary, the upper stones, Shechet is the upper stones. So the upper stones were relatively wide. And whereas the lower stones, the rechev, was relatively narrow. So machikin is a chayim shleishim na shechev shenavon na rechev. Vesatano, an open, shleishim na kalye shenavon na sof. Now, let's see the Rashi, how Rashi is going. Oh, I will give you the shachim, Rashi, because we have a chalashim, we have a rabbi. בסוף דיסי בסליף מברוסו, גבר סטיל את זה איסי כשנסעת שם מסבל. הספורים הבונים שלו יהיה מייץ ישראל, שכאילו קורש, שקוראו קושי לחימו שנמצאים הבר. I mean, all these lies, that's old French, but it seems that to have a correspondence with the English word of coal, so שכאילו קורש, קורש. I mean, that's probably, they have a commonality, the English word coal, and coalish, in other words, that means because it's a source of heat. שקוראים קושים לחימו שמציעים הרע, נקיצר, קיצר, ומשלתי תבורות על הקרקע, ולאם מביא קורש. So the first kinsel that the Mishnah mentions in connection with Beir has reference not to a kinsel bimbo, not to a kinsel like this kinsel. It has reference to the sign of the Beir. But the second kinsel that is mentioned in the Mitzvahs of the Mishnah has reference to a kinsel bimbo. So that's what he says. The Rabbi Beir asked him, this kinsel, this expression kinsel, the second expression kinsel in the Mishnah has reference to kinsel bimbo. So when you push the case of the body boy, Mahish of the Rabbis is in the Eagle, the Rabbi must be salvaging, she shall keep your name. The Chai push the case of, she may meet Nisa Kaal, ke be Gilb of Motose, min ha Shechev, ki ha Rechai in Atach Deino. So the Shechev is the lower stones. Lower stones. Did I say this upper stones? Yeah. All right, so what we say. Na Shechev, ki ha Rechai in Atach Deino. So that's the lower stones. Ho Rechev, vi ha Yeino, vechevez, על זו, ויקצור הטבח מתחתינו. וסתנו שלים שם נקליה. תנו כלי חרס הוא, סורו בגיף של תברש את מועל הווסל לתנו. כישון בירץ, ופי למיילו. והבור כמי בורץ, so he puts it on the foundation, on a certain kind of a shed, on the basis. והבור כמי בורץ, ואינסטימיין תית והבונים, שהביאו לבוסס. So in other words, the stone was erected upon the foundation, upon a certain kind of an edifice, a shed-like edifice. Oisibien tit v'avonim shiur imposit, umishibin eisio, and the stone is placed upon a shed. So istanu shuyo the ground machaskal, v'eisibien osu mishipua, chochet brumato, so it's narrow, relatively narrow, the shed. So at the foot of the shed, so it's relatively narrow. That means relatively wide because of the mile, and on top it's relatively narrow. Give me the top. Hatachtei mokol kariyeh, v'liyeh mokol sofer. So the foot of the shed, the foot of the shed of the stone, so it's called kariyeh, and the top is called. So, when it was fast again, so was only in which you have to tell the question, okay, so, so, but he can. Takes this as another shot. Kalye, that is the belly of the oven, better than Kalye. Sama Mata. And then it starts to widen and to swell up and to become inflated in the middle. Uvim Tzorosei Malachi, Ubeni, Vietzik, Shio Tepa, Uvim Tzorosei Meitza, Beoyo, Mitzah, alright, now. Gimorez, what's up, Beoyo, we signed the case, the Reish of the Mishneh mentions the Yachla, the Mishneh of the Chavere, and then says, that when you hear it, the case of Chavere, show you should talk in, oh my, why do we say that we can be case of Beoyo, show you? So, what's up, Beoyo, some of the Mishneh of Chavere, the Zeyan, the Mishneh of the case, how do we still have the Mishneh of the Beoyo, the only case of the case of Abon al-Kabikar, since because the expression kinsel usually has the connotation of the kinsel abono gabikar, not kinsel the side of the bear, which natural part, which is part of the earth. Let's say when you dig a bear, so you make a hole in the bear. So then the side is called the kinsel bear, but the kinsel bear is a natural kinsel of the bear. It's really part of the earth, the kinsel. But usually the term kinsel has the connotation of a kinsel model. A kinsel that is made out of bricks, stones, gold, goddess. So the more discussion is possible today on signing the kinsel. And how will we know the kinsel? The kinsel, the kinsel, the kinsel, the kinsel, on the Rabbi meeting Rabbi in the case of Beirishon, that it has reference to the case of Abay, to the sign of the case of the Beirishon, the Beirishon, the Beirishon, the Beirishon, the Beirishon. So, how come Ashmon, the case of Beirishon, the Beirishon, now, to me, the Rebecca of Memcha, Kitania, Poemo, Habele, Beo, Kislava, and Mechalo, so she had case of Shoshi Prophet. So, what does it mean? It means that actually the Shio Achoke of one day, of one Halawa day, is 6 Prochim, a minimum of 6 Prochim from the Halawa day of the neighbor. So, let's say, suppose this is the border between one chotzer and the other, between one sode and the other. So Reuven has his sode here or his chotzer here, and Shimon has his chotzer, his sode here. And this is the borderline between Reuven's chotzer, Reuven's sode, and Shimon's chotzer, Shimon's sode, Shimon's sode. So if Reuven wants to dig a bay, so he has to move away from the border 3 Prochim. So, and then if Shimon gives a day, and his chotzer, and his son, they will also have to move away 3 Prochim. So then, there will be one distance between one halal day and the other halal day, so there will be a distance of 6 Prochim. So in other words, what is called the Kitzla day? Suppose this is 3 Prochim. Where my finger is, 3 Prochim from the border. So if he starts being here, and here begins the Halal Abeir, so from here to here, the Svas, the Kalk Oilo, from here to here, to the border is called the Kitzla Abeir. So that's what it means. So that's what it means. So, Hokom Ashi, the Kitzla Abeir, Shoshan Prochim, Nachkimil Mekalemcha. So, in other words, if, let's say, Reuven had a bayer here on his premises, and he sold it, let's say, to Shimon. He sold it to Shimon, and the bayer was here. The halal bayer began here. And from here till here is 3 Prochim. So if Reuven said to Shimon, I am selling you the bayah that I have in my chotzer together with the Kitzla bayah, so that means that Shimon acquires title in the bayah, in the Halala bayah, and in that piece of land, 3 Prochim from the Halala bayah. So because that is called the Kitzla bayah. So, now, in case of the I have done it. Shachris Chalosh of Zayin, who fell in Kitzel of Zayin, she is a Pochim, she can be Sersholei. Nimtso, she is Shulei, she is a Pochim, she can be Gamzele Sersholei. Hakeisam Yom, Vashlimam Shio, Reich HaKeisel Abel. Vinachkinu Le Mech HaMemcha. Vintei Ma'amon, Shakeisel Abel, she is Ma'am Shio Rachokim Na Mitzah, Vahu Hoi Lechabeh Lepeo Somuch Lemitzah, Vupriyo Bavai Lepove, Ushmaim Ole Abai Lepom Avishi Nitzot Rachik, Fritz, was man nur dabei rufe, der ich mir kische Bohr nach mir was Sachas, sie schnee im Huski, kohle hart, und kohle ich auch mehr, was ich so Bohr. Now, hier die Gemara says, Itma, ha Bohr ist, nach der Zala Meitza, hier ist der Meitza, between Reuven Sode and Shimon Sode. And Reuven wants to dig a bay. He would like to dig a bay right near the border. But he's not allowed. So, ha Bohr ist, nach der Zala Meitza, ha Bohr ist, so, if, let's say, Reuven and Shimon decide at the same time to dig bayrets, so if they decide to dig bayrets at the same time, then Abai and Reuven both agree that if this is the borderline between Reuven's Sode and Shimon's Sode, and they both decide at the same time to dig bayrets, so then Reuven has to move away 3 Prochim, and start the halal din over here, and Shimon has to move away from Tvachim, so then there will be a distance of 6 Tvachim between the whole of this day and the whole of this day. But suppose Ruvei wants to be a bear, Shimon is not interested in being a bear. He doesn't even think about it. Is Ruvei allowed to dig the bear mamish near the border if they both want to be a bear at the same time? So, and in order to prevent the hezek, mutual hezek, so then there must be a distance of 6 tvachim between one halal bear and the other halal bear. So then each one has to move away 3 tvachim. Ruvei moves away 3 tvachim with the bear, Shimon moves away 3 tvachim. But suppose Ruvei wants to dig a bear, and Shimon is not interested, doesn't think of digging a bear. So is Ruvei allowed to dig the bear near the borderline? And he can tell Shimon, after all, you don't expect to dig a bear. You're not even thinking of digging a bear. So, but I have to dig a bear. So let me dig the bear at my convenience near the borderline. And then, if you change your mind, let's say, a year later or half a year later, you change your mind and you decide also to dig a bear, then you will be forced to move away 6 tvachim. This is what Abaye says. Hagol is mechimah bo yitzah mitzah abayo vaseyne. Vihol bo marayisim. We saw the last three of the bayis. So according to Abaye, even though Shimon says, now, I have no intentions of digging the bear, so Ruvei is not allowed to dig the bear near the border. And he has to move away 3 tvachim. Because Shimon might change his mind the next day, or half a year later, or a year later, so the Melech is mechuyev to be married for Yitzchak. Then, when Shimon changes his mind and decides to be there, he'll also move away for Yitzchak. So there will be 6 Tvachim distance between the two Chalom and Tzabeir. So, behold, we're not the same. We saw the Asuyah and Beir, they didn't have the same. If the Sode is a kind of a Sode that is not watered by rainfall sufficiently, so the Mele, they will have, so in all probability, every Balasodi will have to dig a bear in order to maintain a reservoir of water to irrigate the field. So then we saw the Azul Bele, they were happening. So Abai is also saying, keep the Yemisodi Shein Azul Bele, if it is the Abal that is usually watered by rainfall. So, but Ruvei decides to be bayah. Shimon has no intentions now to be bayah. So Abai Yom HaSeimich, he can be bayah near the borderline. Do I not see the bayah? So when I say no, I can't get out of the chabad. I'm not in the chabad. He can have bayah, so I should have been in the other side. Keep the bayah, so I should have been in the other side. Abai Yom HaSeimich, I can't have been in the other side. I'm not in the bayah. Es in the Chomish Amor. Ho, so I'm going to be in the Israel bayah. I'm going to be in the Chomish Amor. I'm going to be in the אבל אני עושה מהיר, אפילו אני אסלם על זה חייבי יצא שלו איזה מדינה שואל, הנו לא שום דיבי מקודנות הארץ, תאי מי שראש עוד מס פה לבר, אבל לא אוכל, לא מורה, מורה, כל מחי, אז כל מהארץ, לא לעבור, so in the world, so in the contravency, they will, it's our mazik, we're out of the sats, it's an anti last the sats, Rasch, abod ist der Bild, trill 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 שצריך להשאיר סודי. אפילו לעבור לדעבר שם להיות המצורת כזה שזוהי, אם זה היה תצחה בין גדול מן זכים, זה שלא יודע, זה שלא יהיה לסנאים של ראשי, ולסיפן שיספר שלו, עשר וחמי שעמו, ויעזיק וסקיס להבר. מה בסלי, שהיא מהרדס, והיא לא דומה חסמה, כי... אורי, תנא, ויחד לא נביא עושה לנו משרה בעילה, תאי הוא מתקבל, אומי ונביאוי זו אלי, ושימן לא אלי איזה בי, סורו בנקנן בחיפה. Hoe ken je je misschien het nog bij je zijn meer? Wie zullen we achter staan als je naar zo'n beeld die maakt het zijn meer? Zo maakt het niet zo dat je naar zo'n beeld is. Zo je een kopje is mede, dat ken je zien. Heel laag als je daar als je naar zo'n beeld is, blijk je. Wie zullen we bij je liggen? Heel een hoge kaasje, allemaal een hoge. Maar allemaal bij je moet in de avond met je zo'n beeld is. So that's exactly what it means. Ik ken aan de hoge kaasje, maar allemaal bij je moet in de avond met Bishlo lach mich da wo so asu bebe, de wach mich sing meir, mas nis mich asu bebe, el lach mich da wo so asu bebe, spige, bishlo ime, vi hobe niche. So that means because of bebe, that he has to move away. Ella Bayi Kashi, Omar Bayi, the Mishnah that says that each one has to move away from talking. So, his reference to the king, so, Bolachim Basach. Tosh, Selah Abom Yodai means that it is quote. With your hands. In other words, very soft land. So, suppose, let's say, Ruben, suppose Ruben wants to be a bear on land that has crumbling rock, very soft, very weak and soft land. So, So the price says the same thing like Robin. So it's a cash against a fire. So the more answers, probably a dying shot. So there is a mark, Almeha, Salabobidai, Takara, Miskakish Mail. There is a mark. Our Mehavah Rishma. So the more is it, so Kasha against Abaye says Simeich. So the more is it, tell the Tzohan Kasim, because there are several gears. Hoi Kasim, Bobi Yadayim Shami. In other words, that Abaye will be made the king of the land is very weak. So then, Abaye will be made that even though right now Shimon has no intentions of being a bear, but But since there is a possibility that he will disciple to the Beis, and then the whole Beis will be undermined, it will not be able to rest. So in such a case, Abai is made that the Tumim cannot be saved. Even though Shimon does not have the intentions of being the Beis Aharon in his premises. But in view of the fact that if the situation is such that the land is very soft, it's crumbling land, so being the Beis without making a choke is such a mazik that even though right now Shimon does not intend to be the Beis, so Reuven is not allowed to be the Beis without making a choke. So the more as the cash would the corollary my father, I mean, could the Makshim understand that in view of the fact that the Braise mentions a case of Selah Bobi Adayim, he doesn't mention the usual case where the land is very firm and sturdy, but the Braise mentions a case where the land is very soft, when weak, doesn't that in itself indicate, on the contrary, light about it, that if the land is firm and sturdy, then he doesn't have to make a choke, but only when the land is weak and soft. So on the contrary, it should be a right about it. So why do Makshin ask a cash against a buyer? So you go to the Kale, my Kale? So you go to say, what will you buy, Mr. Kale? The Makshin assumed that the price has reference to every piece of land, not that crumbling ground. Any piece of land, but why was the price mentioned the case where land consists of crumbling rock, crumbling stone, but where it's very weak and soft? Because in order to advise us, to tell us a chiddush that even if the land is soft and weak, but 6 tvachim helchek is enough. One could say, when is 6 tvachim helchek enough? When the land is sturdy, but when the land is relatively soft and weak, so then maybe you have to mark it 12 tvachim, maybe 20 tvachim. So kamashlov that there is always a requirement of a choke of 6 tvachim on the whole, so 3 tvachim by this one and 3 tvachim by that one, and even if the land consists of common one. Israel. Bobilai Sabra, Nikiti Bobilai, Bobilai Rafa Trey, Komashno. Horgasima, Bobilai Shani, Karo Karo, Bobilai Sabra, Klima, Wanda, Algo Yodani, I know the line, you just have a good line, it's all Rafi, Elo Shlitch of Roch. Tosh, Machikim Sakevis, with Azebel, Machikim Sakevis, Azebel, Zamel, Zasim, Zaswan, Kifabin, with Rochim, or so we see. Time the KK cell, hold the KK cell, say, so here it mentions only here the Mishnah has reference to the case of Abon, case of Mishnah. But the Mishnah spells out the case where Shimon already has a case of Abon, and then Reuven wants to place Gefer, Zever, Melech, Mutein on his premises. So Reuven is required to move away. To move away, he would walk. So, but suppose there is no case law on it, but there is a possibility that maybe later on, Shimon will decide to erect a case law on it, so then Reuven is not required to be malchik, he would walk him, when he places, let's say, Gefes or Zebra or Melech or Seed or Sloy, and his premises near the north. Time the case of Sonic, so it's a kashe against the kashe against Nove. Lord, can I get a case on Amazon? Then if I come Ashman, or come Ashman, how many kosher case? So we may let, even when Shimon has no case, so he has to move away. So he has to move away 3 to 1. Tosh, Hrik is as well as I'm a Christian, I'm not going to get rid of him. Time the case of Sonic, it's a kashi, so it's a kashi against Kote. Why do you have a case now? How come Ashmon? The Matun take Oshel case. Tosh, this is a Chaim to Mashiach from down the Lech, and the case or the case of Sombo. So it's a kashi against Kote. Why do you have a case now? How come Ashmon? The theory, the shaking. So, Koshel case, the revolving Koshel case. Dos falam assim, cara, Jesus na cara, isso não dá só por. Cara, o que é isso? Ele diz, eu sou morro. Noite, ele que isso é na noite. But if there is no aid there, someone is allowed to maintain on the ground floor eventually, even though there is a possibility that the occupant of the upper story apartment will decide to maintain it in the storehouse, so it's a cash against of it. So here, the Gemara doesn't give the same kind of text as the Gemara gave before. And so, Because here, because the evidence is that in this case, so even Rove, so even Rove will be made, even Rove will be made that if there is no itself, so then the other neighbor is allowed to maintain a baby. So the more I say is Dirashan. Now what does it mean Dirashan? Hanusi refers book of the Rosh Shalomi. They won't only answer the Rosh Shalomi. Elohim came a hezik one. Because, in other words, because to deprive a person of the ability to do something that is of constant use, there is a big difference between maintaining, let's say, digging a bale. Digging a bale, is not something that is constantly used. Mashenke, to maintain a stable, let's say, a couch, this is something that he constantly uses. And if we are going to require him to make a hoke, even though the neighbor does not even have a storehouse, a storehouse on the upper story, so then it will involve a great hardship to him. So melee, so Rove is made that where he wants to maintain something that constitutes dealing, so there he can only be restrained if the other neighbor has already the storehouse. But as long as the other neighbor does not have the storehouse, so he cannot be restrained in maintaining something that is of constant use to him, something that constitutes a dealing. Dear Shah, he can have it done alone. In going so, if it's Boko, he can say it's a mood. He can make a mood. Now, for Thursday, you should go over the memorial. You should go over the memorial up to the Futes of Dalai, the second line, up to the Rakhakushi. Now, so you should go over the tasteless about how. But you have to look into the Maham. How he explains the thesis. Thesis explains Hashishita also. So, but you cannot go over the thesis and Halmo without looking into the Maham.
Shirin involving Bava Basra. Yudchas Adar Hetov Shin Mem, March 6, 1980, on Thursday.
So the Gemara is now the Makshin as the second Kashi. It's true that Kesel has reference to Kesel Beilei, but why does the Mishnah have to say? Why does the Mishnah have to say Elohim Kedirti? Let the Mishnah just say, "Lo yachter adam beir shom akadim shol chaverei." Elohim can heal the beir shom chaverei shom shvachim. And then, if the Mishnah mentioned, Elohim can heal the beir shom chaverei shom shvachim, I would also know that it has reference to the side of the beir, not to the chalav beir. Why not to the chalav beir? After all, if the Mishnah had stated, Elohim can heal So Kupita is saying that it means he has to be malchik three tvachim from the halala beir. So Rashi says, no, I couldn't have made such a mistake that mibeire means the halala beir, because what have you done in the case of koma? Dimi halal beir koma. In the case of the shalei klu upomim shenu seitzia at case of habeir in morocha pishleish. So what Rashi says is this. In other words, suppose here is the beitza between Rubinson and Chilinson. And so let the Mishnah say, Eloyachi on the Mirsum of Mirish of Habibre, Eloy Mirchi, Mibirish of Habibre Shlish of Wachi, Mibirish of Habibre Shlish of Wachi. So then I would know that it means from the Kaiser of the Beya, not from the Halala Beya. Why couldn't it mean from the Halala Beya? Because Din Halal Beya Koma, Ein the Kaiser Shetu, Upon Mishu Seitzer Ad Kaiser Habele, Imurocho Mishleisho. So Imurocho Mishleisho, in other words, if it is, let's say, suppose that the site, Ruben is the first one who dug a bear, let's say here, and he dug the bear, the halala bear, is four tvachim removed from the border, from the meat, four tvachim. Now, and the Mishnah says, lo yach bear, or don bear, so don bear, shabere, eloin ken hirchim, mi bear, shal chabere, shleish tvachim. Assuming that the bear means the halala bear, if the halala bear is here, and it's four tvachim from the border. So, if the pshat of Mibeira means from the halala beir, so then it means that the second one, Shimon, when he wants to dig a beir, so he has to move away three tvachim from the halala beir, so that's here. So then there will be trespassing upon Rubens, so the Mishnah is advising Shimon to trespass and the land and the soda of Ruben. I mean, that's inconceivable. So all the shaking shinkwetzes and the kashe. So how could I explain it that way? So the amasa kamashe. But the answer is, it's strange, but this is how Rashi explained the Gemara. That this is what the Gemara is saying. Since, in other words, I couldn't say that Mibeir Shal Chaveire means the Halala Beir. Because if Mibeir Shal Chaveire would mean the Halala Beir, so then the Mishnah is saying something that is absurd. So then the Mishnah is telling Shimon that when you want to dig a Beir and you saw that, Rubin already dug the Beir, so then you have to move away from the Halala Beir three tvachim. Suppose the Halala Beir is four tvachim from the Meitzah. So then the Mishnah is telling him, you have to move away three tvachim. So that means three tvachim from the halal beir would be a tevach inside the soil of Ruben. I mean, could the Mishnah say such a thing? So obviously, when the Mishnah says, mibeire shochavere, the Mishnah means from the keser of the beir, from the side of the beir. And if the halala beir is four tvachim from the meitzah, so that means that the keser of the beir is four tvachim wide. The keser of the beir. Four tvachim wide. So then the Mishnah is telling us that no matter, so I'm right, so then the Mishnah is telling us no matter how wide the keser of the beir is, so he has to move away three tvachim from the Kesel. What does it mean, three tvachim from the Kesel? Three tvachim from the Beitza. Because if let's say the Halala Beir is here, so then the Kesel is from here to here. If the Halala Beir is here, so the Kesel extends from here to here. If the Halala Beir is here, so the Kesel extends from here to here. If the Halala Beir is 10 tvachim away from the Beitza, so then the width of the Kesel Abeir is 10 tvachim. And then the Mishnah is telling us that no matter how far away the Halal Abeir is from the Meitzah, but the second one who wants to dig a Beir has to move away three tvachim from the side of the Beir. Where is the site of the bay? Where is the site of the bay valley? At the very top. So this is the Gemara stuff, according to Rav. We list the Meir Shachamim. But we have not the case of Kavim. Did the Halal be a Kavim? In the case of the Shalei Kho. Who probably shouldn't say it's in our case of Kavim. Of course, that would be absurd. I mean, how could the Mishneh say such a thing to advise him that he has to move away and but a free Tvachim? And as long as he moves away free Tvachim from the Halal Abbey of Kuvim, so she can even trespass on Rubi's son. I mean, that's absurd. So, Upomishu says, so then he would be trespassing on one tefach of the Sodei of Kuvim. So the matter we couldn't understand the expression Mibele in the sense of the Halal Bele. So obviously we would have to understand it in the sense of Kaisel Bele. But then, if we were to understand it in the sense of Kaisel Bele, then there would be a strange Chaloche. In other words, that it doesn't make any difference how far the Halal Bele of Reuven is from the border. In other words, the second one has to move away three times from the end of the Kaisel Bele. Now, in the Kaisel, from the end of the Kaisel Bele, if the Halal Bele is one tefach from the border, and then Shimon wants to be a bayer, he has to move away three tefachim from the border. If the Halal Bele of Reuven is two tefachim from the Beitza, then Shimon has to move away three tefachim. If the Halal Bele is ten tefachim from the Beitza, so again Shimon. So I'm right. So in one case there would be four tefachim distance between the Halal Bay of Reuven and the Halal Bay of Shimon. In another case, there might be a 13 tefachim. So why should it be like that? But this is how the Makshin assumed. The Daruche is that no matter how wide the case of a bay of the Rishon is, the shaping when he digs a bay has to move away three tefachim from the end of the case of a bay of the Rishon. So the more discussion is the way from Kiryat to Beer Shabbat of the tefachim. So now comes the second habit. How come Ashkelon the case of bay of Shlishi tefachim? Now can we not make a mention? Now let's see the pages. Bikuntres Goras. But this is Rashi's verse. But his verse says it just again. Posa bebe on side the case cell. We waste them in Kiyuk and have a good body. So, on Rabbi, we can have you in the case of Beer Shemit. We hook a mash one, the case of Beer Shemit. So, according to just again, there is just one cash and one tarot. Not two cashes by the Makshe and two tones. Alright. Because his God has possibly shown the case cell. Baby Shem, he lays the king here in the way. Baby Nile, Munshe Bosch, we go a slave and we do it too. Except the girl say, Hoche Gosley. Posa, we get here. We see the king cell. We lay still in king here in the way. King here in the way. So that works. So that is the girl says again. But it appears from Tetzves, that Tetzves recognizes two possible Gersoids. Not Gersov Rashi. Gersov Rashi, so, is unacceptable according to Tetzves. But, it's in other words, so Tetzves, so in other words, there is a third Gersov also. So, the third Gersov is, Posa Bebei, or Misai Mikesel, Om Rabbaye, the same Rav Yude, Mikesel Beir Shonim, Vihokom Ashdor, the Kesel Beir Shoshikon. So in other words, we are not gearless, we are wasting the Kinech in the Beer Shokhavir and Yotvachim. Altogether, we are not gearless altogether. And if we are gearless, this expression, we are wasting the Kinech in the Beer Shokhavir and Yotvachim, so then we have to be gearless like the verses again. So we do include it, but in Posa Bebei, or Misai in Kaisel, we are wasting the Kinech in the Beer Shokhavir and Yotvachim, or Rabbaye, the same Rabbi Yude, the Kaisel Beir and Shalino, the Hokamash and Kaisel Beer Shokhavir. That's just like it. So this is what Jesus says, we go as the whole of us all. Post on the day of the case 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 of the case. But Jesus at first said, no, we're not giving us that expression altogether. So in other words, so then we are giving us just, post on the day of the case 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 Lui commissario, violenze, vi usa per la car, e mo c'è ancora ciò, e lo pomi marir, u pomi mi cazzo. U pomi mi cazzo. Ora, mi chiedi se deve essere clima, lui mi chiede un bene come, e mi chiedi se c'è un bene, 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 c'è un canone, di osa l'isme, mi dico, scacco lì, c'è un mio chiesa, un po' che mi la vai. So that means that when the Mishnah says, Elin Kehirik, mi chiesa bere, he means, so it means, Elin Kehirik, mi chiesa habere, so it means, the chiesa habere, the sign of the bear, the sign of the bear. Now, so what does it mean, the sign of the bear? Sign of the bear, so sometimes the sign of the bear might be one tefach, and sometimes it might be a hundred tefach. It all depends. How far from the border the rishayim dog is bear. So it has to be uniform. So the melee, once we say that the case of bear, that the case of habele means the sign of the bear, not the case of one. But the sign of the day, so then we have to say, so umehachmutz rabbi that I can come on the also mitzmeich miduhuska kovishay lo niachkisa. So in other words, so then it's muchach like hope. In other words, then the rishay, the one who is first in the day, has to move away. So mele when it says that the rishay, so suppose Ruben is the rishay. And he wants to be the bear first. So it says, he has to move away three tvochim from the Keisel of the Keisel Abbe. The Keisel Abbe, the perspective, the possible Keisel Abbe. Right now it's not in existence yet. Because Ruben is the first one to the Gibeah. So now here is the border, and Ruben wants to the Gibeah, so he has to move away from the Keisel, the perspective, possible, a Keisel of Bechavere, of Shimon. So in other words, where is the Keisel of Shimon? The future Keisel. The Keisel of the future Bechavere of Shimon. This. All the land near the border, that's the Keisel, the Keisel of the future Bay of Shimon. So the Mishnah says that the first one of the Bay has to move away three tvochim from the border. This is where the Keisel of Shimon went, at the border. So Mele Uben has to move away three tvochim from the border. And then when Shimon decides to be a bear, he'll also move away three tvochim from the border. So altogether, the distance between one halal and that halal will be six tvochim. So that's all right according to Rabbi. But according to Abai, then the first one is not mechuyev to make any ahoke. So what does it mean? So, upoch l'Abai. So the Gemara says, according to Abaye, the Mishnah's reference to the case where Reuben and Shimon decide to dig a bay of Ibasachis at the same time. So Mele, each one has to move away three tvochim from the ball. But suppose, according to Abaye, that they do not intend to dig bayrins at the same time. Reuben has an intention of digging a bear. Shimon is not interested in digging a bear. So then, according to Abaye, Reuben can start digging the bear mamish at the border. And then, if later on Shimon changes his mind and he also decides to dig a bear, so then the burden will be upon Shimon to move away his sixth floor. Alright. So he says, Upoch Rabbi, the Hashem Yemshalim Mikras Ulein Sneh, El Mikin Yechik Bideri, Din Kina Vemashma Mechal Alpeh, Mechal Alpeh, Umashim Pirim Shakun Tves, Diyan Etom Yubir Amidam Mekensel Bideri Koma, Din Mechol Bideri Koma Amin Dekin Vesher Shalei Klum. Why? Because then it might mean that the Mishnah is advising the second one even to trespass on the land of the first one. So, So this is how Rashi explains it. So here's a simple dochkose. Our lady, the mother of Tom and the baby, have a million halal perigoma. We show this me. We morish in here, he may of Nabrita, and the four in the air, have a million da shady dochkis me halamita. We can talk to the shamans, we can speak to the shaman doors of this me. We are buying it all, a hock and mishne a baby is shisha for him. Me, you, yes, 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 you, that will be kind of the less that LMK delays that. Let him mention, let him mention, mention. LMK here, the conveyor is just one. We might not come in there, we make a comment. Half that Kusel needs to be wrong. Because, Dr. Marshall does not listen there. Because, according to Abaye, so the only purpose in mentioning LMK here, we can sell better, we can sell. Which means the case of Beira is to advise us that the case of Habeir is Pitwah. But according to Rabbi, there is another Chiddush in the Mishnah that Komashmo and also Lisbon, El Abaye, because so Babuta Lisbon, become a reminder, can you name you Ashton and the boy Ahoke, for Fochim, Lisbon, can you hear me Beira and Fochim? So according to Abaye, that the first one is allowed to be Savior. Can be the Bay of Mamishna the border. So who is Mehudim Nachoke? The second one. If there is already a Bay, I'm one. So then the Mishnah should say, according to Abaye, according to Abaye, so the Mishnah is referenced to the first one. So maybe the Mishnah has to tell us that he has to move away from it walking from the border. But according to Abaye, the Mishnah couldn't have referenced to the first one. The first one is allowed to be given. Mamish in the border. So the Mishnah is referred to the second one. And the second one, so he is mechuyev to move away six bochim from the halal. So let the Mishnah say, Loi yach berodom beir, somach berish vaberei, Elohim hirchi, vok tvochim berish vaberei, from the halal beir. Why does the Mishnah say it that way? So the answer is, because the Mishnah wants to tell us, what is the minimum of a case of a bay? That's the for Hachna, who said we need to be the Robin of Ramashi was a list of a bay, Kosova, Mutum is the Robin of Badakine, you are Shino. The boy I hope of Fochin, wait, still can hear the conveyor of Fochin. So the character of the Mimori is the Mishnah wants to tell us the Mishnah's reference to a case where the Aboy, they both intended to dig a bale at the same time, so each one has to move away 3 tvachim from the border. So mainly, the distance between the halal of one and the halal of the other will be 6 tvachim. Right. Now, Idma, Habol Nisrim Tzara Meitza, Abayu La Seich, Virobo La Rei Seich. So that two shades be Lord. We saw the Asur Bale is the Mahatel Nisrim. So if my bias me, keep with him so the shame as you be raised. A bio must say, a bio must say, now then as you be raised. Or when they say, normally, even though it's in as you be raised, but still there is a possibility. Kehe, the hat in left the chopal, and another in left the chopal. A bio must say, do in as you be raised. Boy, we say, in the magical, he will say, because the Rashbo do mafsi who shinitai lom yitzomei chlachike yesei machma shesemir ze adameitza dimachike lo ilo nabei chomish lesema mo. So this is kashi is even though it is so easy in Asriel Bebeis, but why does Abaye say that he doesn't have to be malachic at all? So true, that he doesn't have to be malachic according to Abaye's word and the scope of the possibility that Shimon might decide, might change his mind in the near future and decide to be the bear. So on that score, Abaye's word is that he cannot be considered a mazik just because there is a possibility. It's not a surely bailey, so we don't have to anticipate that possibility. But he should be considered a mazik if he's not malchik for a different reason. Because according to Rabbanon Olam, of Abyeisi, so that what he means, that Machikinesayilom in Abeyia, Chopeyamo. So the male, by digging the Beya near the Beitza, when the woman digs a Beya near the Beitza, so that means, true, the Sunday is in Asuyom the Beyas, but it's certainly Asuyom Shtaiwanis. So in all probability, Shimon might any day decide to plant the tree. Now, if he didn't, if, let's say, he would move away a number of tochim from the Beitza, so then when Shimon decides to plant the tree, he'll only have to move away from the Halala Beya, Chofeyano. But if, and if the Halala Beya would be here, so he wouldn't have to move away. He wouldn't have to move away Chofeyano from the Beitza. Now that Ruben decides to dig the Beya of Mamish and Gora, so he thereby imposes the burden upon Shimon that if and when he will plant the tree, he'll have to move away the planting of the tree, Chofeyano from the water. So he should be considered the mazik because of that. Because the Rajput of Mavsich, he needed even the story of Achiki Reza, but she said, not say, I'm a Meza, the Machiki no Mavich, which is Mamo, the Yishleima, the Mikomo came in Ezel, he has it. The Hode Machiki Reza, Lord Mikneshul Yazikem Mahabeya, El Mikneshul Yazikum Ibeya, and since according to Rabbanon, Salamazik Lahavi Gesatzmei, Salamazik Lahavi Gesatzmei, so Mimele, Ruben, when he decides to dig a Beya, cannot be considered a Mazik, just because by digging the Beya near the Meitza Mamish, so he imposes the burden of Shimon, that if and when Shimon decides to plant a tree, he'll have to move away 25 amo from the border, because that will be his responsibility. So it's not imposing upon Shimon an extra burden. This is his responsibility, because Allah has clarified that way. El Mishul Yadikul Be. Ulohe Imo Zelo Aniyak. Milis Mel Mishul Kach. Diluike Yadchik. Kol Chofeyamos Bein Emonavshya. If we are going to say that Rubein owes a duty to Shimon, so that to relieve Shimon of moving away what he is obligated to move away in order not to be mazik the Beya, so then we'll have to come to the conclusion, to the absurd conclusion, that when Ruben decides to be a Beya, so he has to move away, it's not only that he's not allowed to move away, he's not allowed to dig the Beya mamish of the border. Even if he moves away 5 tvachim, 10 tvachim, 20 tvachim, 50 tvachim, it's not enough, because he'll have to move away Chofeyano. So then he'll believe Shimon, that if Shimon decides to plant the tree, he will not have to move away at all. He'll be able to plant the tree mamish the border on the other side of the world. And that's absurd. So what is the answer? The answer is, Ruben cannot become a mazik by virtue of the fact that he does something that he's entitled to do. Just because he will impose the burden upon Shimon, that if and when Shimon will decide to plant the tree, he'll have to move away Chofeyano. That will be his responsibility. Because Allah Mazik Allah Chesatzle, according to the Rabban of the Beis. All right. Abayu Masik. Eimei Rid, Yomishli Yom Shemitz, Abayu Yom Masik, Yom Bo Echo, Lachbe, Yom Be, Yom Lach Bekam, Tzorchu Lehadri, Kol Shishotah. Now, the Gemara is kasha. The first kasha, the Gemara. Now, we have to go to the Beya, so we have to go to the Beya. Time to the Beya. Ho, the Beya say me. Vishli melach vish, the Dama, the Bishon, the Shana, the Shana, the Beya. The Beya hakel say me. Mas nisen, Bishon, the Shana, the Shana, the Beya. Shana, the Shana, the Beya. So the male of his own son, El Lachlish, the Dama, the Bishon, the Shana, the Shana, the Beya, is free. So Vishlei Meh, that's when she's not but, and so then she has Suyu Beres, then Mabai is made it, that is cannot, that he cannot be saving. So Mishnah Labayimich, because the Mishnah can be applied to the case where it's in Asura Bebas. But they call it the Rabbe. So even if you apply the Mishnah to the case of establishing Asura Bebas, Rabbe still says that he's not allowed to be saving. And the Mishnah implies that when is the idea of Achoket? When is the idea of Achoket? Only if there is already an existing Bebas. If the second one wants to be the Bebas. So, but Rabbe says that even the first one, so he's not allowed to be saved. So, Abai Yelich has the Salkitaita, the case of Beirah, Hanim Chalal Beirah, and we did the Belosh. So, that's the character of the Mure. Omolach Rabbe, who you can allow, or Abai, we take a bit of his vision. So, the Kashi of Tensis was the Kavale, my Kavale. I mean, didn't the Gemara say that? So Tesis explains, because this matching assumed that case of Beirah means Mechalote. You can have the Gemara, Omar Abayi, you can have the case of Beirah, and Pishma Lach Mishnah 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 זה חייפר בירה מכאן, וזה חייפר בירה מכאן. זה מערכי שלושת רוחים מסוד ניסים, וזה מערכי שלושת רוחים מסוד ניסים. That's Rashi's words. So Rashi's words is, so in other words, so it's a kashe against, so it's a kashe against Sabai. So I will be a dying. Now let's see the Rashi. Ze, so, Sama Abubi Yadai, Ze Chifa Bira Mikam, Ze Chifa Bira Mikam. So, Alme Av Olobi Nishilak. So it's a cash against Abaye, because according to Abaye, so the Rishin is not Mechuyev, the Rishin is not Mechuyev to the Malach. So Gimore says, Kobi Daim Shamli, that Abaye will be made, that if the land consists of crumbling rock, very, very soft and weak land, so then Abaye will be made, that even the first one, it cannot be said. Why should there be a difference? Monefshech. If Abaye holds that the first one, it does not have to be Malchik, because right now he is not Mazik, the neighbor. So what difference does it make whether the land is sturdy and tough or it's weak and soft? So the answer is, because since the possibility, it's always like, there is always a possibility that the second one will also be debated. So Memele, in the case where the land consists of crumbling rock, so Memele, then it, there will be substantial damage to the second one, even when the second one will decide to be a beggar. If he doesn't conceive of the rock, so there won't be any substantial damage, very little damage. But if the land consists of crumbling rock, so even when the second one will decide to dig a beggar, so then the foundation will not be stable at all, will not be able to rest at all, even for a short time. So in such a case, he does conceive, he is considered a mazik, even though there is no bears there. This is what Gemara says. So Gemara asks, would the carol like carole? I mean, couldn't the matching understand that on the contrary, that from this pricing it's a right against Rabbi? Because if it is like Robin, so then the prices shouldn't spell out the case of Tomlin Rock, so the prices should mention the ordinary case. So doesn't the fact that the price mentions the case of Tomlin Rock indicate that the contrary, that it is like a buyer, that only in the case of Tomlin Rock, so the reason cannot be said there, but in the case of the ordinary case, so then the mission can be said here. So on the contrary, the Makshi should have understood that from this price there is a right to a buyer, not a kashe. So the Gemara says no. The Makshi assume that the reason is why the price discusses the case of Gomri Rak of Salvador Yadayim is because to advise us that even in the case of crumbling rock, where the land is very weak itself, but three tvochim for each one, six tvochim, this is seasonal. Alright, that's Rashi's case. Oh, Horek Asim is for Mishon. Sava Bobina, Vizema Achim Mufarim Shavisi, because of Abaye. Because he called it a buyer, the Rishon is not required to be Malchik, and here we see that both have to be Malchik. Ochename, Shebo, Lach, Yashem, Basachas, Ubob, Yidayim, Mistachoy, Salgad, Hamine, Kiven, the Bob, Yidayim, Liboy, Raf, Ketve, Konashmo, the Ashke, because of a buyer, Ochename, Shebo, Lach, Yashem, so things with here says, Ochename, Shebo, Lach, Yashem, Basachas. So Teitzves was not Gelis. Kashi's Gilsis, Bob Yodayim Shale, that's the Teres of the Gemara. According to Teitzves Gilsis, this Gils of the Svon Nishonim, so the Teres of the Gemara is not Bob Yodayim Shale. But, Hochanam Shebu Lach Roshnim Basakas, U Bob Yodayim Mistrichale, Saul Leite Hamile, Kim Bob Yodayim Liboye, Rav Chetvei, Komashim. והשתו לא יוצאו לפסוקים, הוא פה בידי מסחרו, שאלו להיקשפו מפה בידי, אבל אגב די זה פרייסה מפושט, ויש סבור בגלל הספיים הוא פה בידי, הוא פה בידי לא היא, הוא פה נחלו בבית. So that's a third verse. Time הוא פה בידי, הוא פה בידי לא היא, הוא פה נחלו בבית, so it's a kashe against בבית, ומשם, הוא עדין, אף הוא לא פה בידי, הוא פה בידי מסחרו. ונראו רמתם מחלק מן הדר, ליסמך, בין בוב ידיים ובין לא בוב ידיים. ולריבי להם לחלק שם, ידעת אגב בוב ידיים, שור ליסמך, ובוב ידיים, עושה ליסמך. לפי שהקרקע מזבקס, ונפל את קרקע סוד של חלק. So according to Rashi's Gilsis, there is also a difference between בוב ידיים and בוב ידיים. So in other words, we see that there are two Gilsis. According to one Gilsis, according to Rashi's Gilsis, and the second Gilsis. So there is a difference between Bob Yadayim and not Bob Yadayim, and according to the Sforim Shonim, so there is, I would emphasize, there is no difference between Bob Yadayim and not Bob Yadayim. Machim to Mesaget